just have her say a brief hello, and I want to give her and her husband these ceremonial leis, which Johanna has so graciously purchased for us. So come on up. Photos are accepted.
Why don't you go give them to her, and I will.
That's for you, and one for your husband.
You have to put them on.
And then we'll do a photo. I'm sorry, Marisa isn't here because we usually do it. Here we go. And just come on down.
We'll just do a brief.
Because that way we have it for recording purposes.
Good evening, Board of Trustees and audience. I just want to say how honored I am to be here, and I'm so looking forward to July 1st as Superintendent of Schools. Evergreen, everything that I read about Evergreen shows that it has a great tradition, has a legacy, so many great opportunities already offered to kids, and I look forward to working with you, working with staff, and ensuring that we have world-class programs and opportunities that every single child can participate in some way or another. So thank you for this opportunity to lead this wonderful district, and I look forward to working with each and every one of you very closely as we continue our work in making the Evergreen, continue to make Evergreen the best district that it can be. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Flores. It's great to have you. A reception for Dr. Flores following this from 5:30
about
5:30 to 6:30 over in the multipurpose room
at the Quimby Library.
So thank you so much. Great to have you here. Was Pauline here? We have comments from the CSEA.
No, she's not here.
Nope, seeing none. 2.2 comments from the Evergreen Teachers Association. Suzanne, welcome.
I had printer problems. Of course, right? And I barely made it, but I'm here.
Any other comments?
Okay. Hi, I'm Suzanne Lemus. I'm a grade teacher at Millbrook School and ETA bargaining chair and vice president. And it seems like only a few days ago we were sitting right here in the same exact boardroom, but that's kind of how the days. As a teacher and a member of ETA leadership, I've been looking forward to the day we would finally meet our new superintendent, Dr. Flores. We've heard some really good things about you. I have heard you, one of your best qualities is your ability to work with labor groups. I have no doubt you work with great people, teachers, classified administrators at your last district, but I do have to tell you, we have some of the absolute best people here in Evergreen. And speaking for the teachers of this district, we are united in our cause to provide the best education for our students. We fight hard when needed to protect programs that we know are good for kids. And we also fight hard to make sure the people who work in this district, the ones who need the needs of our kids, are treated as a priority. We're optimistic that a vision of collaboration will be valued. Quite honestly, we're tired of having to always react after decisions have been made with things like demand of bargains and grievances. We would much rather be a part of the decision. So whatever the idea, the program, et cetera, it will have the necessary buy-in to really be successful. So in short, we're here. We're willing to work with you to create the strongest possible district. We're here, we're willing to work with you to solve problems as they arise. And most importantly, we're here, willing to work with you to educate the diverse and incredible students of Evergreen.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne.
All right. Normally we would have comments from the public, but I see none at this time. However, I am going to read this because I usually read this by law, and normally we have a lot of comments from the public. So. Welcome to the Board of Trustees meeting. All meetings are open to the public with the exception of closed session. Members of the audience who wish to address the board on any subject on tonight's agenda or during matters from the public are asked to complete speaker cards prior to addressing the board. Speakers are asked to come to the podium, state their name and affiliation to the district for the record, and limit their remarks to no more than 3 minutes and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. The public may also speak to the board on subjects not on tonight's agenda during matters from the public, providing the topic falls within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board. Remarks must be limited to no more than 3 minutes and a maximum of 15 minutes to each subject matter to be invoked at the discretion of the board. As an unagendized item, no response is required from the board or district staff and no action can be taken. However, the board may consider the item for a future meeting. Evergreen School District Board of Trustees meetings proceedings are audio recorded. Audio recordings of the proceedings are posted on the district website under board meetings. Official minutes are recorded, written, and approved by the Board of Trustees. Approved official minutes are also posted on the district website under board meetings. Thank you. Okay, now we have item 3.1, which is the approval of the description for Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources. Dan.
I guess it's good afternoon instead of evening.
Yes.
So the Human Resources Department has and continues to play an important role in the day-to-day operations of all district business. As such, there's a desire to realign the position to one of an Assistant Superintendent. We ask you to consider the approval of the job description for Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources.
So we have this memo here that everyone can read, and it's available to the public as well. So do we have a motion right now?
Move.
Motion by Jim. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Chris. We have a motion and a second. Any questions of Dan? Seeing none, we'll vote. All in favor? Aye. I'm going to go around because Marisa's on the phone too. Trustee Hansen?
Yes.
Trustee Corpus?
Yes.
Trustee Zito?
Yes.
Trustee Welch?
Yes.
Bonnie Mace, aye. Motion carries. Thank you. And we look forward to a very rich conversation around this process for the position.
Is there a timeline?
Coming soon. We do have a timeline that we're working on. Johanna has been working with Leadership Associates and Dr. Flores as well.
So I do want to clarification. This is going to result in an actual contract that the board will sign. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Right, because it's an assistant superintendent. Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
Okay. So because the board is essentially going to be signing the contract, I think that it would be important that there is some discussion of the final candidates mm-hmm. leading up to that. And of course, you know, they do report directly to the superintendent, and that is important. But just to have a little bit of a heads up on the candidates that we'll be looking at.
We can do that.
So I'm hearing that we would like to know about the candidates and also the timeline. If you could tell us, let us know the timeline for a choice on that, that would be great.
I'll make sure you have an update on the timeline.
Unlike other employees that report to the superintendent, as the fact that this particular position is going to have a contract with the board, it has to be approved in open session,
yep.
along with the salary and all the other compensation that's part of it. So mm-hmm. it's, I think it's just correct that we get to see who we're approving ahead of time and go forward like that. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Item 3.2, ratification of contract for Leadership Associates. Dan.
And building on finding a strong candidate, the district has signed an agreement with Leadership Associates to conduct the Assistant Superintendent of Human Resources position. As such, we ask you to consider the ratification of that contract.
So we need a motion?
No, move the second contract.
Chris,
contract.
Do we have a second?
Also.
Jim, we have a motion by Chris and a second by Jim. Any clarifying questions? Once again, what's the timeline for this?
Does Johanna, Dr. Flores.
Would you like to? I can too.
That's
okay.
That's their process.
I have a timeline that I will be emailing you. And yes, you will get to know who the candidates are and what their qualifications. All that information will be provided to you since you are the board that either accepts or rejects the contract. So you'll be getting all of that information. And I'll I'll get the, I got a timeline today, an email right before I got here, so
sure.
I will forward that information to you.
And we appreciate having leadership associates because they do already understand our district and understand our community, having done so many focus groups, so we appreciate that they do understand the kind of criteria that we need.
Right, I think they do. And I would also say that we do have some key stakeholders, and to reach out to the stakeholders and make sure that there's some input from there, that's the reason we chose the superintendent.
Yes, and part of the timeline will describe what that is, what does
perfect.
That look like,
perfect.
And so I'll get all that information to you ASAP.
Johanna asked, can you turn your mics on?
I'm sorry. Usually I'm the first to do that.
I know.
It sounds like they're beginning date in this tentative contract was June 17th. Is that still the start date for them, June 17th?
So yes, that's why I signed the contract in advance of the approval.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So they're already started.
They're already started. It's a ratification.
So we have a short timeline.
Yes. Okay.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second to ratify the contract with Leadership Associates. Any other questions? No? Let's vote. Trustee Hansen?
Yes.
Trustee Corpus?
Yep.
Trustee Zito?
Yes.
Trustee Welch?
Yes.
Bonnie Mace, aye. Motion carries 5-0. 3.3, approval of the 2019-20 Local Control Accountability Plan and Budget Adoption. Welcome, Doris.
I so naturally want to say good evening as well.
Yeah. I like the afternoons,
good
though.
Afternoon.
Yeah, it's nice.
At the June 13th board meeting, the board held a public hearing on the local accountability plan, local control accountability plan, LCAP, and budget, and also had a discussion on that. We did not receive any additional board feedback, so tonight we're presenting essentially the same information in regard to budget. The LCAP has a few minor movements between accounts, but same total dollars. We just aligned that a little closer to the budget. There were a few things that when we did a final check through, we needed to move a little bit. So any changes due to the state budget or any other additional information as it becomes available, or just general changes as we move through the year, will be brought to the board in future board revisions. So staff recommends that the board approve and adopt the 19-20 LCAP and budget so we can essentially continue doing business and paying our vendors and staff. That's
yeah.
A requirement, and in order for us to continue doing business, we have to pass.
Hold on, Jeff. But are you done?
I am.
Do you have a presentation to do?
No.
We do not.
Okay. Right.
So for the sake of discussion, I move that we do accept the LCAP and budget adoption as presented.
Okay, a second.
I'll second.
Chris, we have a motion and a second. Do you have any questions as to any changes? So you didn't do any changes, but I mean, it's a work in progress, right?
So a couple of adjustments that I would say in terms of clarifications. Dolores and I worked real closely to make sure that the LCAP document and budget document are in line, that the number side matches the narrative side. We had some small adjustments to make, nothing major. Concepts conceptually, it's identical.
So let me just ask for clarification. So right now the motion is to approve the LCAP and the budget, both items. We're not doing it separately. Okay. So the budget is the budget that I'm looking at with the multi-year projection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So my concern still is the deficit spending. We need to work long term as a team and come up with some solutions for deficit spending. We cannot continue to do deficit spending forever. I hope this board and our teams can get together. We have a lot of intelligent people in this district, cabinet members, board members, district leaderships. We've got to work towards some solution in remedying this. And my other question is, I know that this goes to the county, right?
Mm-hmm.
So are they would this be something they would approve with all the deficit spending here, or would it come back to us with stipulations we need to put in, or how does that work? Can you explain that to me one more time?
I can. Okay. Absolutely. Because we are not meeting our 3% in the final year out only, we are meeting 3% in the 19th, the budget year, and the first
year out.
Subsequent year.
Mm-hmm.
I would anticipate, and having had a few conversations with the county, it is Dr. DeWan's decision, but I would anticipate that the county will come back and approve it with conditions. Of course, that is at their purview, but if we were less than 3% in our first subsequent year, then I would say to you, there's a good chance they will disapprove it, but they really try not to do that. They try to work with districts. I believe it is this board's experience mm-hmm. that they've approved with conditions.
Yep. Yes.
So as I indicated at the last meeting, we have some work to do, and they will be wanting to see that we've done that work. My goal is that we start that process and can indicate to them they have till September to make that recommendation. So.
Christopher.
Yeah, with the county, all you got to do is pass the stink test. I think that's for that first year. But so this budget has where it shows deficits compared to last year. And then there's some things that don't roll in. But one of them is could be big, and that's the carryover. And so I know. So this budget you presented is the ugliest, worst possible thing that can happen in the world. How much better can it get?
I prefer the term worst case scenario.
Yes, it is. Yes,
not
it is.
Not ugly, but
it is very ugly. $5 million that's in the hole is ugly. So how much better can it get?
Well, my experience is, as I've shared with this board many times, the third year out is a crystal ball kind
just
of
this year.
Predicting this, the 1920 year or the 1819 year?
This year's deficit will be smaller.
1819 that we are reaching the end of and closing.
The one
or
1920? That you're
1920. You know, it's hard to say. It kind of depends on decisions we make throughout the year, but we generally see the deficit a little better. Part of what will help us, won't help the deficit, but part of what will help us is a little bit more in ending balance as we move into the 1920 year. I don't think there'll be a whole lot more there.
No, a little bit.
Because we have tried to tighten up those budgets before the budget process. But you'll see it dip at first interim and then kind of improve with each additional budget. So I'm notorious in my past districts for not wanting to give a number because
there's a lot of talking with no numbers.
It was. And
no, I get it. So that's good.
It's very hard to put a number on it because it depends on the decisions we make in the next, 12 months as we move
forward. How about just comes up and down rosier? Or
I do believe the deficit generally gets better.
Oh, I hear.
So what you're hearing is the unaudited actual.
Because traditionally, your deficit gets better throughout the year.
There's one light item that's in last year's and it's not in this year's, and that's the unaudited actual.
The carryover, yeah.
And then for the LCAP, we need to move on with that. It's a living document, so we'll change it because we have to look through the results.
Absolutely.
And as Dan pointed out last time, this is the start of the new cycle.
Yeah.
So as we move forward with the new superintendent, when developing goals and developing
mm-hmm.
new strategic
mm-hmm.
goals and plans and such, it'll be commensurate.
There's what I would consider a unique opportunity moving forward in this next year with strategic planning and goal planning, because those goals
mm-hmm.
roll into the new three-year LCAP cycle. We put one LCAP. I want to say to bed, but do our final analysis on it, and then we start fresh. And I can say, in working with Dolores the past couple weeks of the budget, she has been going through all of our allocations, what we spent in past years, what we've forecast for future years, and has been making some adjustments where she sees the need there. So she has been working hard to make sure that her assumptions and her predictions are as close to spot on as she could be.
And the one thing I do want to commend you both for is making it so that it's more intelligible for the layperson, because the LCAP is a big document, and the parent part of it is difficult to understand. And so you have tried to really make it so that people can understand in a nutshell what we're doing and how we're spending money.
The budget overview is thanks to the state. That was in response to having I call it an executive summary because it acts a lot like an executive summary in a report that is liftable, that if that's all somebody reads, which is probably going to be all somebody reads, then it does provide for them some information. And then, of course, I've kind of tried to give a summarized view of the budget that's a little easier to follow. Certainly, I always welcome if you want more deeper information, I can help you with that as well. You know, it's 13,000 lines worth of budget, and trying to find a way to present that so that it's clear, it really does need to be looked at alongside the LCAP, because that provides the narrative of what those 13,000 lines of budget are doing.
Does anyone else have any questions? No? Okay, seeing none, let's vote. We have a motion and a second, so I'll go around the table again. Marie, Trustee Hansen?
Yes.
You get to say a lot today, right? Trustee Corpus?
Yes.
Trustee Zito?
Yes.
Trustee Welch?
Yes.
Bonnie Mace, aye. Motion carries 5-0. The one thing I would say for the next year in the LCAP is we always care about community outreach and public outreach, and so to the best that you can to really try to keep expanding the opportunity for people. We like to see it always go up, you know?
It's a challenge for all districts.
Yeah. So maybe Dr. Flores has some great
ideas
on how to get more community outreach. And now
we have
3.4, which is the approval of the local control accountability plan.
I just wanted to say, Bonnie, we went up a little bit in our contacts of people, so we did go up.
A little bit.
That's good. Going up.
3.4, approval of local control accountability plan addendum.
Denise.
Good afternoon. The LCAP Federal Addendum is a document that supplements the LCAP to ensure that we, the LEA, Local Educational Agency, has the opportunity to meet the LEA plan provisions of the ESSA. And the ESSA, I'm sure I get all these acronyms out of the way, is Every Student Succeeds Act. And it's the main law for K-12 public education in the United States, and it replaced No Child Left Behind, as you know. And during the NCLB time, we were required to complete the LEAP plan. And you guys have heard us come to you and you reviewed that. It's a very huge narrative and comprehensive document around the categorical funding and programs. So the main purpose of the ESSA is to make sure public schools provide a quality education for all students. And there's four key groups: students in poverty, minorities, students who receive special ed, and limited English students. So the narratives that you guys were able to review cover Title I, Title II, and Title III. So if you have this little picture in your head, it's the LCAP plus the consolidated application and the LCAP addendum. And they are under the LEA plan requirements. That's pretty much what it is. So all of those now are kind of, they put it all together as before we had to do all these different plans. There's still a lot of planning and documents, but it does seem to make sense to put them all under that one thing. So so really, we just like to recommend that you approve the LCAP addendum.
Oh, a motion.
I'll move.
Layla. Layla. Do you have a second?
Second.
Chris?
Yeah. I've read a lot of it. Great stuff. You know me. I have to know.
Mm-hmm.
So good work. a lot of good work, a lot of good programs, a lot of things that we've done great. It was good reading. I get buzzed by that kind of stuff.
Thank you.
It really was very cognitive. Yes, excellent.
Not a narrative.
Yeah. You know, it's just amazing to see all of the work come together that everybody is doing. It brings it all together, what every entity is doing. And it just amazes me how a person can sit down and take all of that information and put it together into that comprehensive document. And I did read a lot of it. It was good work. Thank you.
It's very long.
Very long, but you know, it's good stuff.
Yeah, just a logistics question. I is it okay to assume that the funding for all of this is already
Is there any way that you think that they're going to put it as one, you know, because once again you're asking staff to do more paperwork than they had.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, this is a big document, right?
Yeah.
Not a small document.
Staff of one.
Yeah, well, like, does it look like moving forward that they're going to continue moving things separate like this, or that they're going to combine it together?
I think this is their, how they resolved it.
Yeah.
So we had been working on having that question answered for a long time, but when the LEAP plan, you know what I'm saying, the LEAP plan went away, they said that this would be the next phase of it.
And I think the addendum addresses the federal side. The LCAP addresses the state side. They are telling us that there is going to be another state revision and another document, hopefully a much shorter document, but we have to wait and see.
Our LCAP was, what, 400 pages?
I think originally they had hoped LCAP plans were going to be like 30 to 50 pages, but they just grew.
And the lawmakers said, this would be easy. Yeah. I do want to make one comment, and that's to thank Denise for
good work,
for carrying the torch and doing all the heavy lifting in the areas that that are covered here by the federal fund, but also the state funds, the supplemental funds, because that's a large part of our community. And somebody's got to be out there reminding everybody the good work that's being done and define the work that still needs to be done.
Year after year, without sometimes being recognized for your efforts. So I like to personally recognize you today because you've been doing a lot. Parent University. It was thebomb.com, if I can say that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes, great work.
Thank you, please. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor? Trustee Hansen?
Aye.
Trustee Corpus?
Aye.
Trustee Zito?
Aye.
Trustee Welch?
Yes.
Bonnie Mace? Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you.
So our future meetings, so we have a July 17th special board meeting, at which Dr. Flores will be here. And then we have our regular August 8th meeting, and then our governance work session, which is an all-day retreat, will be on August 20th, correct, Johanna? And
yes.
We will be dealing with strategic planning at that time, and we'll be developing an agenda soon. Anyone else have any, will everybody be attending both the special board meeting and the retreat?
Yes.
Yes, Marisa?
Yes,
okay.
Yes, I'll be there.
You'll be there. Okay, great. So I see no other items on our agenda. So do we have a motion to adjourn?
I move that we adjourn.
So moved. We are now adjourning. This is the quickest meeting that we have ever had in the whole time that I've been here. And we are looking forward to Dr. Flores' reception, so please come join us in an hour. Go, you know, go home, change your clothes, whatever, come back. And
is it 5:30?
5:30.
I'm good.
Yeah, and thank you so much, everyone, for being here, and we are now adjourned. Thanks, Marisa. Have a nice time in Florida. We'll see you in July.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Johanna, do you know 17?